Okay, it says when Yitzchak was old, his sight became weakened, and the famous Medrash that Yitzchak saw the din lasid lovoi, and he demanded Yisurin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, you think Yisurin is a good thing? You'll get the first one. You'll be the first one to get it." That was the first Yisurin in humanity, the loss of eyesight of Yitzchak Avinu. So Chaim said that he heard from somebody who heard the shame, a reliable person of the shame, even the great himself, that without Yisurim, none of us would survive at all. Why? Because every time a person does a mitzvah, they put on the scale, there's an aver to put on the scale. And generally speaking, the situation is not good. Because even if we have a lot of mitzvahs, but a lot of the mitzvahs are not done perfectly. Now there is all done perfectly. So very dangerous. So what does Hashem do? Hashem says, there's another malach that comes out and says, "Where are the Yisurim when he was in this world?" Then lots of lovely. And all the Yisurim come up. Ah, look at all these Yisurim that come. And they give tremendous weight to the mitzvahs. The Yisurim themselves are schus, because if a person's only Yisurim is still over Hashem, doesn't rebel Chas V'Shalom, has a tremendous schus. And also every mitzvah does becomes more powerful, because even though he had Yisurim, he does every single mitzvah. And by doing so, some of the mitzvahs become very heavy, and they weigh out the veyus. And he says, "Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshakaya." So come about, we don't ask for Yisurim, but everybody has his things, and we should Yisamech L'chalkeinu and realize this is the Toiva, and come about. Things that became as powerful, that should go away, and the ones that remain are all the Toiva.